Welcome into this week's Cornhusker Conversation. For this week, we're chatting with senior wide receiver Jamal Banks, who had a big first day as a Husker out there in Memorial Stadium. How was your first game day here in Lincoln?
It was incredible. It was fun. My grandmother came, and she's been alive for 70 plus years, and she's a diehard Skins Commanders fan. And I've never seen nothing like that. And so it was exciting for, my family to even see that. And then just for me, just being out there, taking in the moment, and just performing, like we worked on it. Just, yeah.
How about the first tunnel walk? How was that?
It was emotional.
Yeah?
Emotional in a way, like I just had, juices was flowing. I had, said the prayer before. Just walking out there was just, it was kind of nothing like I ever felt, just walking through a valley, and then with the people that I've gone to work with for the past 6-7 months, it was incredible.
Talking with a lot of you guys throughout, even the spring, fall camp, there's a sense of confidence in this offense that you mm-hmm. guys are going to be able to do something pretty good, especially out of the gate. But how good did it feel to be able to get out there and put it all together on a game day?
It felt real good. To see the execution, that's how our process turned into results. And then for us, this is still part of the process. Like, nothing has changed. We got three things that we want to do every single week, and that's win the turnover battle, it's be the most physical team in the country, and that's, a culture of execution. And all that is, as far as that, just competing, doing something really tough together.
Your touchdown catch at the end of the 2-minute drill, and Dylan put it just where you could get it.
Yeah.
In talking with him too, you can tell there's just this immense trust in you, and
right.
Take us through that and how that developed for you guys, mm-hmm. and how strong that trust is between you and him.
Yeah, it starts with just the kind of person he is. So just being like-minded, like faith, family, grit, toughness, and then just joy, joy for life. And the way we attack the process, very hard worker, and then just kind of like affirming and reassuring, like we got each other. Like anytime, like we don't connect, I'll find a way to make it. Like I'll find a way to fault myself or figure out how I could have, made a completion or made it an easier throw for him. So he could have missed a throw. I'd be like, nah, I can get that. Or maybe I could have came back to you more, worked negative. And so by us doing that, it challenges ourselves to take a look at, what we're doing and see how we can improve.
Was that connection pretty immediate, or did it take work, to get there?
I'd say for the most part, it was pretty immediate. I think, time is kind of an illusion as far as connection. Like, if the spark is there, it's there, and it was. So.
Oh, that's great. Coach Rule had talked about there was this pass that Carter Nelson caught, and you had a big block, and you were celebrating on the sideline. Mm-hmm. Why has that been important for you? You're an incredible ball catcher, but yeah. You want to be involved in other ways. Why has mm-hmm. that been important for you? Take us through that development for you that you want to contribute in other ways.
Yeah, so, as I said, I've had some press conferences in the spring, and they always ask, what do you want to bring, to the team? And I spoke about, seeing my teammates as a reflection of myself. So how I treat my teammates is ultimately a projection of how I treat myself. And so it's about what I can give, I can give that block for my teammate. I can get this water for my teammate. I can do anything for my teammate because my teammate is me, and it's us. And so, when you give and you give and you give, I think everybody receives. So
that mindset right there is probably ultimately what led to you getting one of the single digits. How special was that when you got that news, knowing that you're going to be wearing one of those single digits for this team?
Yeah, it was an honor. I pride myself on paying homage and honoring those who come before me and who support me and who paved the way. And not just the people before me, but also the people that I've worked with. So the entire team, the staff, whole program. It's amazing, and I'm very appreciative of my teammates, just for having my back and just being a Husker.
You know, that giving mindset, and it's been highlighted since you've been here, and Coach Rule's talked a lot about your community service, but you take us through that and why that's been such a big emphasis for you and diving into that really from the start since you got here in Lincoln.
Yeah. You know, I said it's just it's kind of part of my nature and a part of my source. You know, like I said, when I spoke about me being a reflection of my teammates, like, we're, you know, I feel like we're just connected beyond the sport, you know. And, you know, growing up, just, you know, being around my mom and my sisters, just feeling like this was a mission. Like, it was already bigger than myself. Like, I'm here for a purpose. And, you know, I felt like my job was to find that purpose, and that's part of it. And so I'm going to live my purpose on purpose, and then, you know, maybe that'll unintentionally or intentionally allow others to do theirs.
That's great, but, you know, for a lot of people, they might do it here or there, but for you to go above and beyond, yeah. I guess, what's behind that, and what leads you to want to do that?
I mean, if not me, then who? Who else is going to do it? So I think just taking ownership and, you know, you gotta, if you want to see change, be the change. And so that's just a choice that I make.
How important was that part of it when you decided to come to Nebraska? I mean, I know you were looking for a lot of different things. You got a lot of layers to you,
Yeah. But
that part of it and the giving back and just the community aspect of it and what this program does, how important was that in your decision to come here?
It was very imperative. You know, I spoke to my mom about the kind of culture I want to walk into, especially with it being my last year. And so that was something I felt, you know, whether I was talking with the staff, Coach Rule, the players that were here. I spent a lot of time with Jeremiah and Jay Lloyd because they were on the track team during the winter. Spent some time with Malachi, and then Dylan even flew in during my visit. And also Isaiah Nair was on my visit as well. And so just, you know, the people I was around, and it wasn't about all the things that they said. It was about, you know, the actions that were displayed, and then just followed through.
One of the things we like to do on this piece is get to know you a little bit and what you're like outside of football. And you have a very interesting hobby. You make music. Tell us about that and the background behind that.
Yeah, I do. So as a kid, like, I just had a kind of like poetry, you know, just art, like, being an artist, like, I was just, in my mind, I was always creative. I always saw things in different perspectives. I was able to see, you know, both people's side of the argument and not necessarily say, like, somebody was right or somebody was wrong, but I get it, you know. And so I wrote a poem in, like, I think 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. It was called A Broken Generation. And I won, like, a little award, I guess, for, like, the poem. And then I love music. Like, I love music, all type of music. And so that poetry, you know, just turned into lyrics just with a beat. And then I just started writing songs. And yeah, that's how I started. And I just found a rhythm, found people that I like to listen to, kind of found my own flow and just spoke about, you know, the environment that I grew up in. And, you know, I talk about just the trials, the tribulations, the struggle, the pain, the mental health, you know, just, yeah, what it means to just come from struggle.
What does that do for you? What does that provide for you to have? Because you were all in on football and you were very dedicated and you worked so hard, but to have something like that outside of football that you can invest in.
I say, like, it saved me, you know, like, having an outlet, you know, at certain times, like, I would write songs, like, a year ago, and I'd go back to it, and it had kind of answered a question for me. Like, I was kind of, like, writing, it's almost like a manifestation or, you know, words or an affirmation, like, okay, this is why. Like, I was starting to get answers of why I felt certain ways, and so it means a lot to me. And, you know, music, I know music has the power to change lives along with a lot of other things. And so it's real special. Like, you can turn music on and, like, 5 people who don't know each other now know each other. You know what I'm saying? Just because of a frequency and you know, a beat.
How does it feel when you start the process of you writing and then the whole production part of it, and then when it's a finished product and you put it out for people to hear? What's mm-hmm. that feeling like?
I feel good, because at first I was like, man, it's just something I did for fun. And so I would send it to my teammates, like, man, boy, like thank you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate that. Like, they'd be like, you be gatekeeping, more. I'm like, bro, this is what I do, you know? And so then people were like, man, you should drop it, bro. And then, you know, me, I talked about, like, caring what people think. Like, nah, this your work, this your art, this is beautiful, you know what I'm saying? So I just, like, all right, fine.
That's great.
And it's not necessarily, you know, for a lot of gain. It's just for if it helps you, it helps you, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so if people are wanting to find your music, where do they find it? Tell us where to find it.
It's Spotify, Apple Music, maybe YouTube, I'm not sure. It's Uptop Mall, UPTOPMAL. And yeah, Uptop Mall Perspective. Uptop, I don't know. I just came up with it. So, yeah. Or somebody else came up with it, and I translated that to, you know.
That's great. Do you foresee this as something that you want to continue to pursue in at the same time as football and balance both?
Yeah, I haven't been writing music lately. Just been so focused on football. Not that I can't, I just haven't made time. Like, if I really wanted to do it, like, I could, you know what I'm saying? I could make time, but, you know, I still listen to the files that I haven't dropped yet. I listen to sometimes the singles that I do have. But yeah, for sure, like, all type of music. I don't just want to make, like, a little melodic rap. I want to make, you know, a lot of other types of music, too.
So are you listening to yourself pregame?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Not just music. I mean, again, you have a lot of different things that you're into. I found out that you were big time into chess, and you were on the chess club in high school. How was that?
It was fun. I love chess. I challenged myself. My mind and how it's wired, you know, strategy. And one of the biggest things I learned from chess was your opponent is most vulnerable when he thinks he's won. And so that just taught me to never get too comfortable.
Are there some principles then from that you can apply to football?
Yes, no doubt, for sure. We went in that locker room halftime at UTEP. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's 0-0, you know. Do not get too comfortable. Do not underestimate anybody. Respect everybody. Respect your opponents. But that doesn't mean you can show mercy during the match. You know what I'm saying? We handle business. But, so it's a lot of things you can translate with life. And it's about how you look at it.
Yeah. You know, all these different things. You know, you talk about the community service, the music, and chess, and everything. How important is that for you to be you and not just the football player?
I mean, it's very important. You know, it was a part or a time in my life, I can say now, where I just didn't know who Jamal was outside of football. And maybe I did, but I was scared to death for football to end, you know, because I was like, man, like, I've been playing this game for so long, and like, man, who are you outside of football? But just knowing everything that I can do, or, you know, that I could to give, it's hard. So having those different parts of me is imperative, because it's what, like you said, it's what makes me who I am. I'm not me without those parts. As a human, you know. And so I feel like the source that's inside of me works through those different parts. And that's how I affect people. And that's how I be who I am.
That's a great perspective. Yeah. You know, just being here and being part of this community, what's it felt like being in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Husker Nation and the support? I mean, how has that all been for you?
I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. Just for the atmosphere here. And, you know, I knew it would be like this because, I mean, just knowing, like, the sellouts and, you know, this school kind of being in the middle of nowhere, the whole state of Nebraska, not just Nebraska, but, you know, neighboring states, they want to win. They want to win so bad, and they really care, you know, about this program. I mean, it's historic, legendary. And so I wanted to be a part of that turning point, you know, that part of that, the group that, like, we got you, you know what I'm saying? Say we got you and just go do what we work for. And so it's amazing because I feel like that's another form of just giving, you know. It's just being able to produce on the field and off the field and impact lives. Because it is bigger than football. Like, I stand up there, maybe looked at as an icon, but, you know, it seems like people are always looking up to icons, but, like, my purpose is to look you in the eye to let you know that, like, I'm really not that different from you. And to build a bridge, not stairs. And so it's just been amazing to be a part of that.
All right, let's talk this big-time matchup. You know, how much have you heard about the Colorado-Nebraska rivalry? Mm-hmm. And just, I'm sure fans have talked to you about it, but how excited are you guys for this kind of opportunity to play at night inside Memorial Stadium, and it's going to be a rocking atmosphere?
Historic. I know it runs deep. I know it's war, you know? It's war. And so it's exciting, like, you know, this is why we play football, for moments like this. Mm-hmm. I try not to think too much of it. Like, at the end of the day, it's still another opponent. We still got to go out, have a game plan, execute. It's football, you know what I'm saying? All the other stuff is really for the public, you know what I mean? For us, it's about, you know, going out there with, you know, with your family, your brotherhood, and just sacrificing for each other.
So we saw some great things from the offense in week one, but everybody talked about there's much we can do to get better. So how do you guys build off of the performance on week one, and mm-hmm. what goes into what you need to do this week?
Yeah, so, you know, first, that big compete three, you know, winning the turnover battle, culture of execution, and being the most physical team in the country. That's where it starts, and that's our foundation, you know. And that has to be built with bricks and not sand. It can't, you know, be half and half. You know, we got to be like that all the time. And so, obviously, I say to continue to do that. But don't get too high, don't get too low. Like, we got to stay level-headed, stay poised. Because we will have some success against Colorado. We will hit adversity against Colorado. But staying level-headed, you know, I say playing with emotion, but, you know, not letting emotion consume us, and just have fun, you know, play with joy, because I'm grateful to be out here, you know. I'm grateful to play for my team, for Nebraska, for the people who can't, you know. So, yeah.
What an incredible conversation. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and best of luck as you guys kick things off against Colorado.
Appreciate you, too.
Thanks again to Jamal Banks for sitting down with us for this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Husker Athletics.